What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're going to be talking about why every time you leave a narcissist, they automatically think you have someone else. Almost every time. Yeah, close to every time. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist. And welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Welcome back. So yes, folks. Yep. This happens consistently. This is a constant when you're dealing with narcissists and other toxic people, of how whenever you decide to leave, right? Whenever you decided that you had enough, whenever you decided that you want to end the relationship, they automatically assume that you have someone else. Like, Lee, why is that? Like, why can't they just accept the fact that we want to end a relationship? That why can't they just accept the fact that they've been treating us badly and we can't, we want to be by ourselves. We want to go our separate ways. We want to be amicable a lot of the time, but why can't they just accept the fact that they've been treating us bad and have that be the reason that we want to leave? Shame. That's the simplest thing of it. You know, it's always shame. They automatically, cause me, as a narcissist, saying just, hey, look, I know I've been treating you badly. I apologize. I'm sorry. Whatever. Me saying it out loud makes me feel shameful, or me thinking it makes me feel ashamed. So I don't want to admit that. Accountability means shame for narcissists. That's just a fact. The more accountability that I have to face, the more shame that I have to face. And I don't want to deal with shame. I don't want to face shame at all. You know, I really don't want to deal with shame or face shame at all. So that's what I have going on. You know, so that's where my mind goes. My mind automatically goes to how do I get rid of shame? Right. And but like I said before, in a lot of videos, the more you try to avoid shame, the more you actually let it into your life, the more you actually let it creep into your life, because shame is real, y'all. Like, you know, most people face shame, but narcissists don't handle it well. Narcissists don't handle shame well at all. Right. Because that happens quite a bit. Because that's part of the dynamic. That's part of the process that so many narcissists and toxic people face. So that's why I tell people, if you're dealing with a toxic narcissistic person, the first thought, the easiest way for them to avoid accountability is to say, hey, you must have someone else. There's another reason too I'm going to discuss later. But the first reason is because it helps them avoid shame. It helps them avoid accountability. You must be cheating on me. You must have someone else, because that's the only rational reason in my mind, because I haven't done anything wrong. That's the only reason that you will leave me, is because you have someone else, right? That's where it goes. Like, the only reason you could possibly leave me is because you have someone else. Like, you must have, like, you, and they, some of them obsess over it. Some of them will obsess over it. Some of them will become super stalkerish. Some of them can become dangerous. You know, I did a video very recently about, should you tell a narcissist that you're leaving? And I tell people, just like, it depends. I always choose safety first, because you never know how people will react. No matter how long you've been with this person, like, oh, they're not going to do anything. They're softy. They're soft. They're passive. Yeah, people can become active. You know, they're super passive aggressive. They're quiet. People can become active aggressive if they feel like their life is being upended, especially if they think you're leaving them for someone else. And that's the crazy part about it is right there, y'all. Y'all remember I said they try to avoid shame, but to rationalize the thought that you want somebody else above them actually brings in more shame. You see how it works right there. For me to try to avoid accountability, like, there's nothing I'm doing wrong, you must have someone else, it's still also shameful, the fact that I think you have someone else. And you might be interested. Let's be real. Some of y'all might actually be interested in someone else. Y'all might be ready to pursue someone else. Like, you might not be cheating on a narcissist, or you might be cheating on them. So it could be true. But a lot of times it's the paranoia that kicks in that makes them think just like, you must have someone else. And again, that opens up the door for them to feel more shame. That opens up the door for them to just have to process more shame and more stuff like that. And they will obsess over it. They'll start becoming, like I said, they'll go through your phone records. They'll demand to see your phone. They'll be following you. I've heard of narcissistic people, after, you know, you break up with them or tell them that you want to break up with them, they hire private investigators to follow you. if they don't have time to follow you themselves or stalk you themselves or reach out to your friends and family to try to get more information about your whereabouts, some of them will actually hire private investigators to do the job for them because they become obsessed. Because, yeah, it would make them feel better. It would justify their, if you had somebody else, it would justify their mindset, but it would also bring in that shame. They would bring in way more shame. You know, they would bring in way more shame if you actually had somebody else or they discovered that you had somebody else. The shame floodgates would flow open and they could absolutely have a psychotic break. That could be the defining factor that pushes them over the edge, right? That absolutely could. So you're doing a lot of this in space and a lot of this stuff in retrospect that helps. It could affect narcissistic people. It really could affect them in a different way. It absolutely could. So that's why I tell people, if you're dealing with narcissists, if you're dealing with toxic people, that's kind of the route that you face. That's kind of the dynamic that you face. That's kind of the challenge that you might end up facing right there is dealing with them in this space. And I'm going to say this as well, y'all. The other reason that they think that you might have someone else, the other main reason that they think you might have someone else, that you have to have someone else to be leaving them, is because that's how their minds work. Like, I would leave you a lot of times, the only time a narcissist will leave you is if they already have a new supply lined up, right? So they're putting their mindset onto you. The only reason I would leave you is if I had someone else. So you must have someone else. So you must think the same way that I think. You must have the same experiences that I do. So you must have someone else. There must be another supply. You must have somebody that you think is better than me, you know, because I would be looking for your replacement. It makes sense to me that you would have someone else because I would have a new supply to be leaving you, you know. I would have a new supply to believe in you. So I'm applying my same mindset, how my mind works, my mind works towards you. Because that's how I would go. My son out there doing pretty good at baseball practice, y'all. So I'm watching it. But yeah, that's how it goes. So if you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person, that's typically the mindset that's going to go into them. Is that I lie, I cheat. So you must also be lying and cheating. You must also be a liar and you must also be cheating and you must also already have a backup plan to get rid of me with. You see, that's exactly where the mind goes. It doesn't mean it doesn't make it true, y'all, that you have someone else. Like you could, let's keep it real. You could have someone else. You could eventually want to be with somebody else because, you know, you could be happy being by yourself. You could just want to be by yourself. And of course, eventually you might want to get back out there and try to find somebody else. That's cool. Okay. You know, you want to be happy and that's cool. It's okay to choose happiness, but narcissistic people feel like our happiness is based on other people being in our lives, our access to other people, our access to getting a new supply. Right. So if we, like I said, so we think you feel the same way. The only way you can be happy is to have someone else, right? You can't be happy by yourself because I'm not happy by myself. So the mindset applies. It's kind of like the mindset dynamic applies to you as well. You must think the exact same way that I think because this is the only thing that makes sense to me. This is the only thing that makes this is the only thing that I can say out loud that makes sense to me within a lot of these spaces, within a lot of these dynamics. So that's why I'm just telling people, I tell people this to people all the time, like, this is, you know, so choose, this is the way you have to choose it to go, you know. But of course, y'all, that's why I tell people, you have to be careful when you want to tell them that you're leaving and how you tell them that you're leaving. You know, do it in a public space, have friends and family involved, have a plan of action in order because you just never know how these people are going to react to you actually leaving them. I want y'all to be safe as possible. You just never know how they're going to react. So they automatically, like I said, they think that you have someone else, so they could go crazy and lose their damn minds, you know. And I'll say this as well, that when you tell them that you want to leave, you want to end the relationship, some of them might not take you seriously. You know, they think you're playing, but some of them will take you seriously and switch on the love. You know, you tell them to be prepared for this, because when you tell them that you're going to leave them, they, of course, think you're going to be with somebody else. So they're going to try to switch on the love. They're going to show you the person that you fell in love with. they're going to start doing, not all of them, but they're going, most of them, a lot of them will start doing things to make you happy. A lot of them will start to show you, a lot of them will start to show you that they can make you happy. A lot of them will start to say things to make you happy. A lot of them will start to say and do things that they know will make you happy. They'll turn on the, they'll turn up the like the little knob, the dimmer switch, you know, the dimmer switch in your house to turn the lights on and off. You know, they'll turn the knob, they'll turn the love dimmer switch up, you know. They'll say everything that you want to hear. Just be prepared for that. You have to be prepared for that. You have to be prepared for them to make promises and say the things that you want to hear and do the things that you want them to be, you have been wanting them to be doing for years. You have to be prepared for that. Why wouldn't you be prepared for that? You know, but once you make a decision to leave, you have to stand on it, or they're going to keep doing the same things over and over again to get you to come back. You know, they're going to do the same behaviors again and again and again to get you to come back, because it worked before. Why wouldn't it work again? If this has worked before, why wouldn't it work again? Right? That's the mindset. If this consistently works for me, I'm going to consistently do the same thing over and over and over again. I just am. That's how it works. You have to be prepared for that. You have to stand on business, as the young folks say today. You have to be prepared to stand on business, because that's how it works. You make a decision, you stand on it, and be unwavering unless some consistent change behavior. But consistent change behavior takes time. How much time do you got? You already gave them 10 years. How much more time are you willing to give them? You gave them 15 years. How much time are you willing to give them? And don't let them use time against you as well, because a lot of narcissists will use the time against you. Wow, we've been together for 15 years. You can't give me an extra few months to change? Don't let them use your time against you, y'all. So just be prepared. You know, be prepared. Be prepared to pivot. Protect your peace. Always have a plan in order, especially if you have kids or property or money involved, whatever it is. Be prepared, because, like I said, the thought of you being with somebody else could drive them over the edge, could make them have a psychotic break and lose their damn minds. But regardless, y'all, stay empowered. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. And of course, mental illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.